All right, let's go. Nun Hey, second paragraph. Isa b'medrash. Very, very fascinating medrash. A lot of depth. Really, very powerful. Amar le Kadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. Kadosh Baruch Hu says to the Yidden, Tenu da'itchem, pay attention. Shelo tisanu zedzeh. Don't hate each other. Lo tikanu zedzeh. Don't be envious of each other. Lo ticharu zedzeh. Don't be overly competitive with each other. Lo tivayishu zedzeh. Don't embarrass each other. Meaning these are things that we're very prone to do. Why shouldn't we do all these terrible behaviors? Shelo yimru malach esheres lefanai. So the angel shouldn't say in front of me, Ribono shel olam, Torah shenatatelam liYisrael, the Torah you gave to Yisrael, Einam oskimbo, they're not immersing themselves in it. The whole Mamre Chazal, the angels didn't want to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. They said, you're going to give this holy document, people that are just so much base natures and jealous and angry and competitive. I mean, that's the point of Torah. So Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, don't give the angels room to fight me. They didn't want the Torah to go to you in the first place. So don't hate each other. Don't fight each other. Don't be jealous of each other. Very fascinating. And we see, by the way, that Torah was given to us. So we do work on ourselves. Umashma divrei medrash, shemishalo me Torah, somebody who learns Torah, aval eino mitaki midosav, but doesn't fix his midos, lo nechshav lo osek b'Torah. He's not considered to be learning Torah. Oh my goodness. Somebody that shtags, but he's really rough, very obnoxious, very selfish, very gaivadik. We don't consider him like he's learning Torah. Kemosha tunim malachim, like the malachim tainad. Torah shenatatem lam Yisrael einam oskim ba. Torah they give to Klal Yisrael, they're not learning. V'sirich yin. Shemevinim anu shemisha einu mitaka midotav davar rahi amod. We understand. Somebody doesn't fix his midos, it's very bad. Of course, we have to fix our midos. That's the purpose why we're here, to work on ourselves. Aval hichu nechshav l'misha einu osek ba. But how is he called somebody that doesn't learn Torah? He's still learning Torah. We're negating all the Torah he's learning. He's still learning. So, if you learn, but you're not a good person, and your midos are really lacking, sorely lacking, based on the medrash, it's considered like you're not learning. It's a fire question. Apimashi yisanu, based on what we've said before, our basis, hadvarim pshutim lavim. It's very, very, very easy to understand. It's nice. Shekevin shelo echbat lo letaki midosav, since the person doesn't care about fixing his midos. Zeraya mukhrecha she'ena osek balishma. This is a proof that he's not really learning Torah Lishma. Einu lo meid kedei lekarev etzmo laHashem. He's not learning to bring himself close to Hashem. Lagila ma'ilu she'Torah dereshes b'menu. And to reach the ma'ilus the Torah demands of him. Hu mechalel et haTorah ben hagaso hara. He desecrates the Torah with his bad behaviors. V'lo mekabel hashpas kedushas haTorah. And he's not receiving the influence of the Torah, the kedusha of the Torah, she'tafki chala, which is the purpose of it. Wow, very, very fiery lines. Missing the whole point. Point of Torah is to get close to Hashem, to refine ourselves, to make the best version of ourselves. And if he's not doing this, he's clearly not learning Torah Lishma. He's not learning. Misha lo meid Torah val midotav ros. Somebody learns Torah but has bad midos, and we all know that guy. You don't want to be that guy. They're walking chila Hashem. Zel mochiach she'enu rachi sarim b'midosav. This proves not only lacking in his midos, but the very essence of his Torah is lacking, because he's missing the whole point. It's supposed to purify and sanctify and elevate you. The whole thing's missing and lacking. Therefore, that's why we don't consider him to be learning Torah in the real way. Learning Torah in the real way means we're working on ourselves, we're improving. Of course, it's ups and downs, it's a process, it's a journey. But if our midah is so lacking and there's no signs of improvement, it's as if we have not been learning at all.